Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're talking our favorite mid-round targets next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers. I'm here with Dan Schneier, and we are talking about our favorite picks to target, let's say, after the top 75 in ADP. And, you know, one thing to note as I was looking through the ADP, I'm going by NFC's ADP right now, and quarterbacks are going a little higher than they probably will end up. Patrick Mahomes is a top 12 pick right now. Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts both in the top 18. And a lot of wide receivers are getting pushed up. So one thing that I noticed when I was going through is a lot of the guys that I'm higher on than the consensus right now were running backs. And the one that really stands out for me, and it's really just barely sneaking in, James Conner has an ADP of 75.58. So technically counts for this exercise. I've got him ranked as like a top 40 player for this season. And that might be too high, I'll grant. But James Conner, people keep waiting for him to get pushed out of the way, and he just keeps producing. Even when the Cardinals offense was a disaster last season, down through his final 7 games, which was weeks 10 through 17, he was averaging over 100 all-purpose yards from scrimmage per game, 77 rushing yards, 25 receiving yards, 4 receptions. He averaged a touchdown per game in that stretch. Remember, that was with Colt McCoy and whoever else at quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. They were not a good offense. I think that offense is going to be pretty bad next season. But if Kyler Murray returns from his torn ACL relatively quickly, it could be a regular bad offense rather than one of the worst in the NFL. And James Conner has proven to be a very productive player when he's healthy. So maybe taking him in the 4th round is a little much, but as a 7th or 8th round pick, maybe, I think there's a ton of value in James Conner, especially if you're going for like a zero RB build and he's the first one you pick up. Dan, who's a favorite mid-round target of yours?
I've got a few, but I'm going to start with Treylon Burks, the wide receiver out of Tennessee. Listen, Burks had some big problems last year dealing with just being a little bit out of shape in camp, asthma issues. Those are behind him. He looks amazing in camp right now. He's in great shape. And despite playing through injuries last year, Burks was pretty impressive on a per game basis, and he had some big moments in the vertical plane as a deep receiver. And I just think this is the year where, with this full offseason, with him showing up in great shape, he gets into that great rapport with Ryan Tannehill early, and we see it play over in the season. I really like Burks. I think out of the range of receivers you get him at, or where you get him at, you're not getting too many guys with his kind of target upside and first round pedigree from a talent standpoint. So Burks, for sure, he's a big breakout for me. A few other guys you don't necessarily see as big of a ceiling for, but I like them, good chance for them to outperform their ADP, Chris, would be James Cook, the second year running back out of Buffalo. I understand they added Damian Harris. I understand there's somewhat around the same competition as last year, but they drafted Cook to play a role in this offense. We started to see a little bit of what that would look like toward the end of last season, and I think his passing game role will expand this year. So I like James Cook. And then finally, one more player for me is Khalil Herbert. This is a player who I was incredibly high on when he entered the NFL. I put him as my biggest sleeper in that draft class, and he immediately kind of made an impact. Now, injuries have kind of sapped his production, and you look at him this year and you think, well, they did add Roschon Johnson, a running back I like in this draft. They did add Dante Foreman, who was productive last year. But those guys kind of fit the same role. They're the same style of back. He's a different style of back. He can be an impact as a big play, explosive player in the run game, but also in the pass game as well, specifically the screen game. So I think Herbert offers something to that offense they don't have, and I think that could give him an opportunity to build out a bigger role than people expect.
Yeah, I think the key question for both Cook and Herbert in terms of unlocking some upside is just how much of a role are they going to have in the passing game? And with The Bills in particular, the question has always been for the past couple of years, are they going to transition away from not necessarily a less Josh Allen-centric offense, but a less Josh Allen has to do everything offense? Because you look at this offense and he is obviously one of the best passers in the NFL, big play machine, but also the running game production is just outstanding, and especially near the goal line. And those two, that specifically, his rushing ability has hindered the fantasy production of their running backs. The Bills have consistently been in the bottom 10 in terms of PPR points produced by the running back position in the Josh Allen era, because he's so good near the goal. He's just a dominating force near the goal line as a runner, and he's more willing to scramble than most quarterbacks instead of dump it off to the running back. So if they do decide to change that, and you know, maybe some of the nagging injuries he dealt with last season could lead to that, you know, there is room for Cooks to take a step forward. And the other thing I want to point out with Treylon Burks, the combination that I really look for when I'm looking for upside, when you're talking about small sample sizes for receivers, is do they get targets down the field? Because there's a lot of upside there. But also, can a player be good after the catch while getting downfield targets? You know, that's something A.J. Brown was kind of an obvious comp for Treylon Burks coming out of college, because the combination of size and speed and athleticism. And what we saw last season for Treylon Burks, 11.6 yards down the field, ADOT, 4.9 yards after the catch per reception. That's a very strong combination. There aren't a ton of guys in the NFL who offer that. So if he can do that while getting up to maybe 120 targets, you can absolutely see Treylon Burks getting to 1,000 yards this season, despite being in a low volume offense. So I really like that call. He was one of Heath's favorite breakouts in the episode we did earlier in the week on the full episode of Fantasy Football Today. So that's a consensus call across the FFT team with Treylon Burks. That's going to do it for FFT and 5. We'll be back next week talking about the top 12 players in PPR drafts. We'll see you then.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount+.